Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
We got breaking news and developing stories coming through a fire hose this morning on Wisconsin's Morning News. So now what? Vice President Kamala Harris due to be in Milwaukee tomorrow in a previously announced visit that takes on a whole new meaning. She has President Biden's endorsement following his announcement Sunday that he is no longer seeking re-election. Meanwhile, Republicans, among them House Speaker Mike Johnson, suggesting President Biden ought not even finish his term. They were already on message with that point last week here in Milwaukee. WTMJ's Libby Collins talked with Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
Candidate's the easier part. President's the hard part. And so if he doesn't have the mental acuity to be the candidate, how can he be the president? And I think you have to ask, really, I'm serious, guys. We have to ask the Democrats. They knew the condition this guy was in, and they covered it up. And the only reason why they stopped covering it up is because they couldn't cover it up anymore. They had a debate, and the whole country saw it.
So many questions to get to, including that point. Let's bring in ABC News political analyst from Washington, Steve Roberts, this morning. Really appreciate your time, Steve. I know it's busy for you today. Let's wrap up that point first. Any chance at all that President Biden would give up his post before the end of his term?
No. Flat out no.
Right. Asked and answered, right? We don't need to explore that any further. That's more just grandstanding.
Yeah, sure. And look, Biden is still president, and he has two major foreign policy crises to deal with. And presidents always have much more flexibility on foreign policy than they do on domestic policy. You've got a war in Ukraine and you've got a war in Gaza. Biden, whatever else is true about him, is a very experienced president in foreign policy. So bottom line, that's what he's going to focus on for the next 6 months.
So Kamala Harris likely to take over the reins, getting lots of support and also quite a war chest.
Yeah, look, I think it's much more than likely. I think it's almost certain for three reasons. First of all, logistically, it's just much easier, particularly given the money situation. The campaign money in presidential election, given under a lot of very strict rules, much easier to transfer the campaign war chest to her because her name was already on the ticket. Secondly, it's just inconceivable to me how the Democrats would reject a black woman. That would only fracture the party yet again. Black women are the single most loyal voting group in the Democratic Party. 91% of them voted for the ticket last time. Third, there's no obvious option. If there were a single alternative to Harris that people could rally around, well, maybe this would be a plausible idea. But there are half a dozen young senators and governors who hope and believe they might be president one day. But there's no one person who everybody could agree on. So I think this is a done deal. It's going to be Kamala Harris. And she has a lot of pluses and a lot of minuses. She is hardly anybody's idea of a perfect candidate. When she ran for president the first time, she was a disaster. She never even got to the primaries. And she didn't impress many people during her first years as vice president. But she's got some big advantages, starting with the fact that she's not 81 years old. And she didn't disgrace herself in that debate. And just by that fact alone, she deprives the Republicans of their single best argument and at least resets the campaign. And it's all potential going forward. But there's a potential for a significant reordering of the order of battle here.
ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts with us from Washington this morning. So we have her coming to Milwaukee tomorrow. Wisconsin, of course, we've talked about it for a couple of years, Steve. The battleground status that our state has, you know, the Republicans just left here last week. What do you see her play being here in Wisconsin? That should be her first big forward-facing event. She's got something at the White House today, but unrelated to the campaign. How do you see that stop here in Wisconsin tomorrow?
Well, that's a very good question, and you're right. You know, Wisconsin, of course, is right at the center of the political universe, and it will be for the next 6 months. And if people don't like to see political ads on their radio and TV, they should move to California or Alabama because they're going to be totally swamped. And this election is going to be fought basically in three states. And I think what you're going to see tomorrow is two things. And this is a tricky thing for a vice president trying to succeed a president. It's not easy because on one hand, you want to say, well, I'm running on the record. But on the other hand, you want to say, but I'm different. And there's a potential for a mixed message there. And it's never been easy for vice presidents to run to succeed a president. Ask Al Gore how difficult it was. Right. I think what you're going to start to see is where she is going to be different from Joe Biden, apart from the fact that she's a woman and that she's a woman of color and that she's 59, not 81. In terms of policy, you're going to see much more of a focus on abortion. At that Republican convention right there in Milwaukee, I always tell my students, evaluate a speech by words that are not spoken. And it was very striking how seldom Donald Trump or anybody else during four days in Milwaukee never mentioned the word abortion. Why? Because they know, starting with Trump, they know that this is the single biggest vulnerability for Republicans in terms of issues. They want people to think about inflation, which has been devastating and damaging to families in Milwaukee and everywhere else. They want people to think about the border crisis. They don't want people to think about abortion. Biden was always a poor messenger on that issue because he's a Roman Catholic. He's a believing Catholic. He was always uncomfortable with that issue. I bet you when she gets to Milwaukee, you're going to see a much more full-throated emphasis on the abortion issue, but not just in terms of the judges who Trump appointed. There's a larger message there, which is Trump does not respect women. Trump does not respect your independence, your authority, your autonomy. And in Milwaukee and all of the swing states, keep your eye on that issue as going forward, because it's the one area where Democrats can crystallize a difference with the Republicans that can have at least some potential effect of not changing votes. That's not what we're talking about. That's not as if any Trump supporter in Milwaukee is suddenly going to decide I'm voting for Kamala Harris. That's not what we're talking about. But the people who are already Democrats, already predisposed to be favorable to Democrats, can she energize them? Can she excite them? There's been a tremendous intensity gap. Republicans have been far more enthusiastic about this election than Democrats. And at least this change gives the potential for Democrats to be excited again, which they have not been for months.
Who would she pick for a running mate, do you think? Can we assume it likely would be a governor versus a congressperson?
Yeah, most likely. You know, governors are much better suited to national office than senators. Senators make speeches. Governors make decisions. They actually have experience in running something. Now, the one senator that I think were two senators that are possibilities. One is Mark Kelly. He's a senator from Arizona. Arizona, of course, is an important swing state. He was an astronaut. Is the husband of Gabrielle Giffords, who was deeply wounded in a shooting. He's a coming star in the Democratic Party. The other senator I really like is Raphael Warnock, the young senator from Georgia, but he is black, and I don't think the Democrats are about to nominate two candidates of color. Among the governors, I think the most likely choice is Governor Shapiro of Pennsylvania. He's a very popular young governor. I think he's about 48 at this point in his first term, but he was attorney general before then, so he's been around a while. And for exactly the same reason that Trump nominated J.D. Vance in Milwaukee, because the joke in Milwaukee was that J.D. Vance was basically going to set up residence in Pennsylvania for the rest of the campaign. And if you have someone like Shapiro, who not only has roots in Pennsylvania, but understands the culture of the Midwest industrial states like Wisconsin and like Michigan, we all know those three states, the Democrats cannot win the presidency, period, flat out, cannot win without winning those three states. And so if I'm betting this morning, I'm betting on Josh Shapiro for exactly the same reason that Trump picked J.D. Vance.
ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts live with us from Washington. Thanks, Steve.
Anytime.
Man, and there are more questions. What's the process that plays out here now? Do the Democrats have to at least stage some sort of contest even if it's a wink, wink, nod, nod, where they say, no, this is an open process. We would take other candidates. We would,
You need some outspoken candidate to jump in. And Joe Manchin isn't that guy. He told CBS this morning that he's not interested.
Yeah, he was tepidly in for about 7 minutes and then like, nah, I guess I'm out. And the Democrats made a good point and was like, well, you're not really a Democrat, actually. Right. You left the party earlier this year.
There is that congressman who tried to get in the primary ballot originally. Maybe he comes back around.
Who is now seen going, hey, that's what I said. That's what I said. Hey, you all laughed at me.
So
he's doing right now.
I think it ultimately is. I agree with you. I think it's probably a done deal, but maybe as more and more endorsements come in, that'll kind of flood it and they'll move on.
8:21 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Again, the vice president due here in Milwaukee tomorrow.